today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey Jim, what would you say to a song that mixes punk, dub, reggae, jazz, hip-hop, and grime?
Sounds diabolical to me. All right, Patrick, have you heard any good music lately?
You know, it's interesting, Jim. I think it was August where I was just like, man, I was having such a hard time finding anything new that month or whatever. I just didn't come across a lot of stuff. You know, mm-hmm. I think that happens, right?
Yeah, it was like a lull period.
Yeah, or you're busy and you don't go through your normal thing. And I ended up just choosing both sides of Sufjan's single. Mm-hmm. But September, come to find out, probably a way busier month for me because of Suburbs Fest and, you know, getting the band ready to play. You know, we only play it once every 5 years, so
right,
it's
yeah.
a big deal. Actually removing our physical stuff from our practice space was enough work to like almost kill us. But anyway, I just happened to come across a whole bunch of new music in September. So I probably could have picked four or five, but I did narrow it down to two, since that's what we do on new music here on Rockin' the Suburbs. And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Jim Lenahan.
That was weird.
And this is intern Sam.
Sam is with us. Yeah. It was backwards that time. So I came across an album very early September called Dub Protection and the Sportswear Mystics. And it was by a band called the Diabolical Liberties from the UK. And now talk about a band that's hard to find information about. They don't have a website. I think they have a Facebook, but I'm not really on Facebook. But I do know it's a duo, and they go by the names of General Rubbish and Alex Patchwork.
Nice.
And what happened with Dub Protection and Sportswear Mystics, Jim? It turned out to be a dub version of their debut album, which actually came out in 2020, November. So I first came across the dub version of their own record. So they, like, you know, a lot of times the Jamaican artists would do that, right? An album would come out and they'd release a whole dub version, or there'd be a single and the B-side would be the dub version.
Yes.
So that's what they did. Anyway, I go back and find the original album. It's called High Protection and the Sportswear Mystics. They're both incredible. I'm not a guy who buys a lot of new vinyl, but I did buy both of these on Bandcamp.
Cool.
And to me, that sent me back a big chunk of change. Like, I have not fallen in love with a record like this in a long, long time, a band. Really quickly, there's elements of dub, obviously. There's elements of post-punk, especially like Public Image Limited, the Metal Box era, where Ja Wobble was playing those spaced out bass lines. There's definitely a big influence of rap and grime that's, you know, big. I hear some Sleaford Mods occasionally in this. I mean, it also goes back to Sandinista and The Clash and that kind of stuff, the way they merged post-punk with dub. And because the Diabolical Liberties are diabolical and they do what they want all the time, they put out a new album, or it's really a double 12-inch, apparently, if you buy the vinyl. I'm not sure if I'm going to have to save my money to get this one, but it's called Birds of Paradise, 8 tracks. Definitely my favorite record, probably so far this year. It's definitely going to be in my top 10. Every song is great. All kinds of weird post-punk dub, dark future, you know, post-apocalyptic music. But I want to share a song with you that's probably the most straightforward on the record. So take that for what it is when you hear it. The other stuff gets way, way out there. This song is called Pacify My Night Bus. Mm. And just listen to it and we'll see what you guys think.
Wow.
All right. So there you go.
I liked it a lot. And I think, you know, of course, my mind immediately goes to Sandinista.
Yep.
That's what I think is, you know, in The Clash and stuff like that. And I know musicology here is more complex than that, but that's my reference point, right? And
absolutely.
It sounds like it could fit right on that record.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, you take some of the Tracks that many people would say might be filler on Sandinista or some of the more extended tracks. And that's kind of where they jump off, which is cool. And they grab post-punk and a whole bunch of other stuff on the way. That's probably the most straightforward track on the record, but it's beautiful with that dub and those kind of little voices in the background. Mm-hmm. And everything on this is great. I would also recommend a song called Can't Afford the Sax Player. There's a song called Mostly Indoors that's gotten some attention and been posted on a few blogs. And it's kind of a pandemic song about, eating food that's dropped on my porch. I spent the time mostly indoors, and it's something people can really relate to. Yeah. But I would definitely say check it out, especially if you feel like have been stuck in a guitar rut or, a hip-hop rut or whatever rut. You feel like you're listening to a lot of the same type of music. This will really challenge you, and it goes in a lot of different directions. And there's a lot of dub and African roots in it, too. So that's one thing to come along for. But definitely check out the Diabolical Liberties. I just think they're a really cool band. I don't think their stuff has been released physically in the U.S. yet, but you can find them here and there on Bandcamp, especially. There's a few copies left of their debut album. So I think if you download this one, too, from Bandcamp, you get a couple extra bonus tracks as well. So definitely awesome. Check those guys out.
Wow, that's amazing. And it almost sounded kind of dark, too. I mean, when I think dub, I think like it's not up-tempo is the wrong word, but higher key. That's what I'm thinking of.
Got it.
It's like all mellow, and you're right, the voices in the back make it sound like super mysterious. And I truly did feel like I was on a bus or a train coming back from somewhere, and I'm like completely out of it.
Yeah.
that's what it felt like.
Great shout. And that's a great point. This is not a record you probably would listen to in the daytime.
No,
it's definitely a nighttime headphone, or like riding on a bus or a train or plane type of album where you can be with it. Really close.
You're out somewhere with some friends, and then you're taking the metro home alone at night, and you put this in, your earbuds, right?
Yep.
And
that would have been great for my last Friday night. That would have been fantastic.
There you go. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. So definitely check those guys out. I just think they're making really, really good, challenging music. So Diabolical Liberties all the way.
Cool.
And as Sam pointed out, too, one last note, you may see their name written stylistically with some capitals and some lowercase.
Yes.
Some people feel a certain way about that, but yeah, there you go. And adds to the chaos. So I just type it regular when I type it. Yeah. So, okay. So speaking of the difficulty of the pandemic that we've had over the last 2 years, I know a lot of bands have made pandemic albums, right, where they've been at home and they've recorded acoustically or recorded covers or whatever. But there's a song I want to play by a band called Low that to me captures the feeling of what we've been through and perhaps what the new normal will be, right? Because our world has definitely been altered forever going forward because of this event. So I want to get to that song, but I want to ask you guys, do you know anything about the band Low?
No, not me.
Only a little bit. And okay. It's more that I know of them than really know their work very much. But I know they have they're really beloved, they have a big sort of cult following, right?
If you are into them, you're way into them. Yeah. Like they're a band, you totally, totally love. And it's essentially a duo with different bass players that have come and gone over the years. So Alan Sparhawk and his wife, Mimi Parker, have been doing the band since 93.
Yeah.
And Low's a really interesting band because they are associated with something, you could call it slowcore, right? They play quietly and their songs are very slow, but yet they're still playing guitars and keyboards and drums, right, and basses. So it's not like they're using different instruments to create ambient moods in any way. And I remember seeing Low in the 90s at the Black Cat in D.C., and something that was very, very interesting about them was that they would not do something traditional when they're playing in a club where there's people at the bar talking and you're trying to play quiet songs. They won't yell at people and say, cut it out or stop it, or they won't crank everything up to drown out the voices. They actually sometimes turn their instruments down. They play even quieter until people actually start to pay attention.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and I remember seeing them another time where people sat on the floor cross-legged and listened to their music, which is definitely something you don't often see in a rock club.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, they've been doing this since 93 without fail. Every 2 or 3 years they put out a record, and for those who follow them, as Jim said, they're really beloved. I don't necessarily think their music has stagnated either. So it's not like, they're putting out that same kind of sounding record they did in 93. They've slowly evolved in many ways. And one interesting fact, and there are many, many interesting facts about Low, I encourage you to go read at least, their Wikipedia page or look at a biography of them on one of the sites. Once Robert Plant covered two of their songs on one of his albums.
No way.
I didn't know that.
Anytime that happens, that, yeah, isn't that amazing? He actually got turned on to them by the guitarist Buddy Miller, who had done some work with Lowe, and Lowe became a huge favorite of Robert Plant's. So,
wow.
He actually covered two of their songs, which is pretty amazing to me. Yeah. So,
that's cool.
I think it was that Band of Joy project he did or whatever where he
did
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that was it. So all that to say, there's a new album out. It's called Hey What, all in capital letters. Again, like many Lowe projects, there's no picture of the band on the front, and it's pretty low key. But man, this one, I think, is one of my favorites in a long time. And I always try to listen to their records when they come out at least a couple times. One thing here is the harmonies that Sparhawk and Parker have evolved. And again, this song, Days Like These, I'll try not to talk too much about it. But to me, it just has a feeling of when the pandemic started, I think a lot of people were just waiting for it to be over. You know, at first we thought it would be 30 days or, you know, then we thought it'd be 6 months. And then we thought, well, a year once everybody gets vaccinated. But it's not that. It's a total, you know, change in our society. It's the new normal. We're just going to have to learn to live with these things that are here and you know, try to learn from them, move forward. But it's never going to go away now, right? It's going to be a fact, you know, that's going to be with us forever. And I don't know, that to me, that this song kind of says that, but it's also stunningly gorgeous. So with that, here's Days Like These by Lowe.
There isn't something you can choose. It isn't coming in twos and threes. Always looking for that one shot. Oh, you want it so desperately. You know you're never gonna feel complete. No, you're never gonna be released. Maybe never even see.
All right, so that effect there is purposeful.
Yes, you,
right?
you did not distortion. Just blow your speakers out listening to Rockin' the Suburbs, folks. And I did the same thing. I immediately reached for my receiver and started like,
oh, God, no,
do?
No, no. Yeah.
But that's a cool effect, isn't it? And,
yeah.
And it just gives this really incredible sense of feeling overwhelmed and not being able to control what's happening to you. And I love that. The whole record is really, really good. So check it out. The next song, called There's a Comma After Still, is also incredible too. But it's not so much a statement, but just a feeling they evoke that's so moving to me. And one of their best. You know, I posted this song on social media a couple days ago on Twitter, and I got a response from our friend Randall Brown, who I know is a big Flaming Lips fan. So you may see some connections to some of the Flaming Lips stuff that they did on the Soft Bulletin, for example, and some of the stuff they do with effects and singing. But wow, to keep it going for since the early 90s like this is amazing for Lowe. It just,
honestly.
Yeah, it's hard to establish a career in the rock business that long and really not even be that well known. It's not like they're doing stadium tours or anything like that. So.
And I was reading a little bit about the producer for this record, and the producer worked with Bon Iver, and I'm certainly hearing a lot of that vocal influence in there.
Great job.
And that sound, Shadow obviously was concerned, the sound of the distortion, it's like something, it's like normalcy being just torn apart.
It's amazing.
Like first it kind of sounds like one of those things where you go into an Irish bar and you hear a bunch of people all singing in unison, and then suddenly it's just like, nope, anymore.
Right.
Bars
right.
are closed.
No, Bon Iver is a great reference point, and the way the vocals are treated with, that almost out of tune, but not quite. Like, I don't know what's happening there. So, you know, it's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So. That distortion effect got Shadow excited. He ran down in here when he heard that.
Right. Yeah. He was concerned that the speakers have been blown as well.
Yes.
Yeah. But great job. It's called Hey What, and it's on Sub Pop. So you should be able to find it pretty much everywhere at your local Tower Records or wherever. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, I have a cover for you, Patrick.
Great.
All right, and we'll do that as the playout, and you're going to really like this. And tomorrow is going to be intern picks.
I can't wait.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam.
Here's the cover. I referenced this a few episodes ago. It came up in the context of a live show I went to, and this artist played this cover live, but it's also available on record.
Oh, cool.
It's,
cool.
It's Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit playing Driver 8.
Sweet.
Wow, all right. Awesome.
He has a whole album of covers of Georgia artist.
Cool.
And there's a charity involved in it or something like that. But anyway, here we go. And with that, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Driver Ray, take a break.
Intern in Shadow.